Before we get to Dinei Birkas HaMazon, I just have one ha'ara that I forgot to mention last week, and it's an important ha'ara that it's not really talked about very much, but it's something that's very common that happens regarding Hesach Hadas. We talked about Hesach Hadas last week and all the pratim of Hesach Hadas, and Hesach Hadas ends your bracha rishona. What happens if one eats food? He eats food, makes a bracha achrona, and then very commonly what happens, you find more food in your mouth afterwards. So there's no ein hesach hadas gadol mizah, you made a bracha achrona already. Maybe you should have to make a bracha achrona on the food over there. But brought down the sefer vazos a bracha. Shame, a few poskim that that is considered all already once it's in your mouth, already stuck in your mouth, it's already bottled to everything that you did before, and therefore you would not have to make a new bracha on the food in your mouth. You're allowed to swallow that food, and you could go ahead and do that. So that's the last thing I want to mention by Hesach Hadas. Okay, going on to Dinei Birkas HaMazon, once again as a reminder of all the lachas we should learn, and this really connects back to last night, what Rav Laskiva was talking about, that when we learn these dinim, it's not just to learn dinim that we're doing maisim now, it's just not, Mr. Burr says to do it this way, we do it this way. It's to come to get a more appreciation for what's going on in the mitzvahs, and now Birkas HaMazon, when we're learning through Birkas HaMazon, it should have an impact on your daily Birkas HaMazon. When you bench, your benching should not be the same. After when you learn the lachas, you should have more appreciation for the lachas, and it should have more of an impact on when you do these mitzvahs. Okay, this week we're going to discuss the dinam of kos for the Birkas HaMazon. Simen kuf pei beis din kos Birkas HaMazon shlo yeh pagum. Yesha omrim she Birkas HaMazon tuna kos afilu biyachid tzarech lasar al acharav. There are those who say Birkas HaMazon requires a kos even when you bench by yourself and you have to chase after this kos. As the Mishnah Berurah says, just like Abdullah, you cannot go ahead, you have to make in order to make Abdullah, you have to go after a coast, find a coast, in order to make Abdullah. The lo yochal im ain lo coast, levar chalav im hum etzap vesher shiello. And you should not go ahead and eat. You should not have a suda unless you're going to be able to get a coast. If you're metzap vesher shiello, if you're waiting for the fact that you might have a coast a little bit later, wait till you'll eat till a little bit later. Even if you're going to have to skip over one of your meals, better to do that than not to bench on a kos. This is according to the first opinion. And he goes on to say, if you have two people eating, together, each one separately would have to have their own kos. They don't have a mazum, and they can have one kos for everyone. Each one separately has to have their own kos for Birkas HaMazon. This is a das of the tour. This is the first opinion over here. The tour holds like Dinei Avdolah. And just like you have to have a kos for Dinei Avdolah, so too over here you have to have a kos for benching. And unless in Shas Dechak, you're not going to have one at all, you would have to wait to eat for this kos. Second opinion, V'yesh Omri, She'ena tuna kos ela b'shlosha. The second opinion is based on Kabbalah, if the Bera Gola brings on the Midrash Rusa Nelam, that you only need a kos of bracha when you have a mezuman. And the third opinion is V'yeshayomrim she'ena tuna kos klal afilu b'shlosha. Then you don't even need a kos at all. Even when you have three people, there's no chiyav the davar to have a kos shel bracha. You don't have a kos shel bracha when you bench. This is the das of the Rif and the Rambam. However, the Ramah adds in, explains this opinion, and this is the third opinion that we said you don't need one. Nevertheless, the Ramah adds in, mikol makom mitzvah mina mufchar levarach al hakos. It's still a mitzvah. It's still a mitzvah mina mufchar. Even according to the third opinion, they should have a kos. This is a sugyan. This is a sugyan in Shas, whether it's a required kos or not a required kos. Once again, three opinions the Torah holds. You always need, even by yechidus, the Kabbalah only when you have three dafka, not when you have yachid. This second sheet is also going to be the makor for the Ramah and Sif Beis. That says the Ramah says a very, very weird thing. He says, if you're going to be benching on a kos by yourself, the Ramah says you should not pick it up. You should only leave it on the table. And that's based on the Zohar also. This Medrash Rus Nelam is also based, that Ramah is getting it from over there. That's the second opinion. And we have a third opinion that you're not required all a kos shel bracha. That is the Rif in the Rambam. Once again, that is only when it's not a chiyuv, but it's still mitzvah minum of chor. How do we paskin? So, just like we've talked about many times in this Chabura, when you have a stam and a yesh omrim. The whole lacha is like a stam. Over here, we have three yesh omrims. When you have multiple yesh omrims, the lacha is like the basra. It's like the last one. So over here, the mechaber is passing lekula. The mechaber is passing like the riff in the Rambam over here. That mekher, then you do not need a kosher bracha. However, the Mishnah Berurah says in Kasif Kodin, Siv Katan Dalid. Second line in. Avakuli al modin a mitzvah min a muvchar levarach al kos. Im yesh lo layayim bevesiv. You have wine in your house. It's a mitzvah min a muvchar. Vine am a chabrilo a chriak bein bein adeos. Vedas rashal abach la hachmer lebir gaz mazin sarah kos bedina. The rashal abach hold you need a kos. Make our din. However, the Mishra Berurah says, Aminag olam la hakal bazeh. The name of Olam is to be Mekel, Kedei Ashlishit, Shalo Achso Achar Kos, not to go after Kos. Im lo kishyeshol yayin ushar mashkim du chomer medina beveso. Unless you have wine or another chashev beverage in your house, right in front of you. Daz bevadei min mitzvah min ochar. If you have these available, vadei min mitzvah min amufchar, to go ahead, lukuli alma levarich ala kos, to benchen a kos. But then he says, vidavka kashu beziman shlosha. That's only when you have a mizuman. But in Yachidus, we are Mekel Lagamri. So the Mishnah Berurah is passing like the third opinion, like we said before. Our mitzvah min amuchar, if you have readily wine available, and especially now when we have grape juice, something like that, you should have to go ahead, you should mitzvah min amuchar, it's a hidur, to go ahead and bench in the coast. But this is dafka be mezumin, or for sure, even kal v'chomer when you have 10 people. However, when you're biyachid, you do not have to. However, the Igros Moshe, the Migros Moshe in Yoredea Chelek Gimel Simen Nun Beis Os Gimel. It's in Yoredea Chelek Gimel Simen Nun Beis Os Gimel. He says the minhag is not to make a bracha. A filu basar, even when you have 10 people, the minhag is not to do it. And also the Orchas Rabbeinu writes B'Shem L'Chazon Ish and B'Shem the Stipler that they never bench in the coast either. So there are many Gedolei Achronim who have that passing not to make that they did not bench in the coast. That's so many minhagim of people not to bench in the coast. However, the Aruch HaShulchan also passes like the Mishnah Berurah, that it's nocha ma'od if you have wine, matzui, meaning it's not so expensive like nowadays, and it's readily available to go out and bench in a kos. And this is what Rav Nemetzal also told me, it's a hidur, if you could possibly do it, you should do it. But with frat, once again, especially nowadays, which is very easy, especially if you get a 10, 15 shekel bottle of grape juice, there's no problem, there's no reason why one shouldn't have the ability to go ahead and bench in a kos. So there is to Miyashi, the Minig, many Gedolei Achronim who did not bench in the coast. However, I think after the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan and Rav Nemetzal all hold that one should be Mahadur to do it, it's a very good thing. And L'chora, there should be no chiluk between Shabbos and Chol. There should be no Shabbos and Chol. There's no really svar to say that in Shabbos you should bench in the coast and during the week you should not bench in the coast. There's no really svar to Mimachalik. No svar to Mimachalik. However, the Aruch HaShulchan does bring down that there is a reason mechalik, and it's like this. Since, if you would have to bench a chiyav bench every day of the week, so then it would become expensive. Therefore, you have to pick one of the days. You have to pick one day to pick if you want to pick the mehadar and this mitzvah, to pick one day, so you might as well do it for Kavod Shabbos to bench in a coast. That's as far as maybe to say why there should be a chilek, but Rav Nemetzal also told me that really there's no really chilek between Shabbos and Yontif, between Shabbos and Chol, and therefore once to be the hidr, they should also try and do it when they're doing the Chol. But once again, this is only if you're benching with a mezumin, even during the week. But if you're not benching with a mezumin, there's no real minog to do it at all. Siv Beis. Kos, you guys want to open the window a little bit? It's a little warm. Kos Berkas Amazon, Eino Elo Shel Yayin. Kos Berkas Amazon should only be done with wine. Velo Mishar Mashkin, Afila Kovasud Asalem. And not with other drinks, even if you are Kovay Asud on these other drinks, one should not do it. However, Vim Ein Yayin Motzli, but if wine is not available, or it's very expensive for that matter. Bosa makam in this place, ve'ashechar oshar mashkin havu chomer medina, and you have other drinks like beer or other types of beverages that are considered chomer medina, which I'll explain what is chomer medina soon. Mevarchin aleim will make a bracha on them, chutz min amayim, except for water, which never would be considered chomer medina, and therefore you would never have to be able to bench on water. And the Ramah adds in, Umash and Dogim Nidas Elu Varechala Sheikhar in Limchos, that which the Minag is to make a bracha on beer, you should not protest against them. What's Shana Ramah? What do you mean protest against them? Chabra also said that. Why would you think to protest against them? So the Pshat Ramah, Mishnah Berurah explains, Pshat Ramah is even in a place where it's matzui, even in a place where yain is matzui, it's not so expensive, it's readily available, no problem. Even in a place like that, you do not protest against people who want to bench on beer. Why? The Hayyei Shomim, they know Tana Kos Klal, because we really hold like the third opinion that says you don't really need a kosher bracha. So if you want to use the less good thing for the kosher bracha, go ahead. V'od, the Iker Chamer Medina Hu Sheikhar. Also, the Iker Chamer Medina is beer. The Koven Asuda Alav, and even people are Kovei Asuda on it, whatever that means. I'm not sure what it means to be Kovei Asuda on beer. The Avogav, the Yain Nimsa Be'ir, you know there's wine in the city, Mikol Makom, no Mikri Matzu the Dovrezeh, it would not be considered Matzu for this thing, should be Yoker, because it's very expensive. The Iashalik knows Yain, because Suda Lavar Chlav, it's impossible to get wine for every Suda. You see how difficult it was. You see, it wasn't so much to have just wine in every Suda like we have now. However, the mitzvah minamuvchar is to bench on wine. V'yesh medaktik yishem varchem yachid al yayin shalol lechol. There's a kos, this is what I mentioned before. Those are medaktik when they bench by themselves and they want a kos for when they bench by themselves, not to hold the kos. Rakam v'nichon tol ha'shulchan lifnan. Just leave it in front of them on the table. This is based on that Zohar, as I mentioned. V'nachon min ha'gzah al derech ha'kabbalah. This is nachon al derech ha'kabbalah like we mentioned before. Okay. So now we have a din of this Chomer Medina. Chomer Medina, first of all, as the Mechaber says, is only mutter to use Chomer Medina when yain is not matzah. You don't have wine, you can't get the wine. That's the only time really where Chomer Medina is mutter to use. The Ramah says over here, in our case, we have to remember also, this is a din, this is where really the dinim over here is dinay kosher bracha. The dinim we're learning over here applies to all kosher brachas. Almost all the dinim over here are going to apply to your kosher kiddush, by kiddush, havdalah, all these things, all these times we use a kosher for mitzvahs, most all these dinim really apply for the same things. So therefore, the Ramah is giving a heter over here by Birkas a Muslim, when it's not really a chiyav to use Shar Mashkin by using Chomer Medina l'chadchila, the chadchila over here, in this case, since really Mikra Adin, you don't need to use a kos klal. But other ones that are chiyav, Kiddush obviously is a chiyav to use a kos. So for that, it would be only mutter. For Abdullah, for that, it would be only mutter if you do not have Yai Matzah. You can't just go into your fridge, I have grape juice, I have Chomer Medina, I'll take the Chomer Medina this time. If you have wine there, you have to take the wine. You have to wait the wine. It's only a bidyevet din of the bidyevet. You did it already. That then you yotze, but you should not choose the chomer din for sure. It's better to do it on wine, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Mishnah Berurah himself said this. I'm sorry. In Simkon Hey, Kamolinian Kiddush Avdala Deino Ashar Mashkin Lekuliyam Amakom Delo Having Chomer Medina. The same didn't apply by Kiddush and Avdala. All these same didn't apply. Okay, now we have to define what is Chomer Medina. What is Chomer Medina? So, Rav Moshe gives a Hagdara. His Hagdara is like this. He says, Chomer Medina is anything that, kol davar shemechabdim bo ata oreach, so anything that you would mechabed a guest with, af she'inu tzameh, even though he's not thirsty. Something that you bring out as a chosh of drink, even if he wasn't thirsty, you would offer it to him even though he wasn't thirsty, that is something that is a good example of this would be, I guess the kuli almost something would be Chomer Medina would be whiskey. So whiskey for sure is Chomer Medina. That's something that's very bad, Chomer Medina. Okay? The whiskey is a big one. We're not going to talk about it now. When we get to Hilchos Kiddush, Bezrat Hashem, next year maybe, we'll talk about these dinim of how you're going to make Kiddush on whiskey. It's going to be hard to drink a shear of it, whether you can, you can't, as it has. Okay. Anyways, we're not going to talk about it now. But it's definitely, it's considered Chomer Medina. What about all these other drinks? Coke, milk, coffee, tea. So there's an important Mishnah Berurah over here. There's a Torah Mishnah Berurah over here that I don't think I put it on the Mar Makomo stage. Sikon Yud. He says over here, Chutz Min HaMayim. He says, Aval Pisha Rov Shtia So Mayim In Mavarchan Alav. Even though that the Rov Shtia is with water, you do not drink from it. V'hu Edin Kavis Umei Borsht. Aval Pisha Rov Shtia So Hamonim Mayim. Even though many people drink these drinks. Afilo hachi lo chashivi yoter mayim. They're not considered more chashiv than water. And Rivergo's explained that meaning over here, since the robe of these drinks, one of these drinks is really made out of water, therefore it's considered like water in this din. It would not be considered Chomer Medina. And therefore you want to be daik that really, Mikra Din, one should not use coke, these fake fruit drinks, all these things for sure that have rov mayim in them. They're mostly water, and then there's other things added in afterwards. Therefore, they should not be chomer medina. There are cholken who hold that that is considered a chashuv drink. However, one should be machmer. Rav Nevinsal himself. Rav Nevinsal has a long ha'ar on this in Hilchos Shabbos. You want to look at Siman Reish Ayin Beis Dibur Asal De'ain, and the one before that also. He brings down all these dinim over there. He says it's a sofik. By cokes and that sort of things, he says it's a sofik. Also by tea and by coffee, he says it's a sofik. And he also says all the shemer shomel zalman arbach. However, but milk, he says, is vaday not chomer medina. Milk is vaday not chomer medina. So we're left with not too many things that are vaday chomer medina. Therefore, you should get out of these problems. I guess hard liquor and those type of things and beer are considered chomer medina. But once you get past that, juices and Coke and Sprite and all those other things, you're getting to Sveikas already. So why don't you stay away from that? I just said tea and coffee. Rav Nevinsal says it's a suffix. Okay. It'd also be very hard with cream coffee. Iced coffee, maybe. Okay. Steve Gimel. Now we get the din that a lot of people might not have heard of. Not have heard, but it's an important din. You should know it. Tzarech lo yeh pogum. A kosher bracha should not be pogum. What does pogum mean? Shim shasam menu pigamo. Once you drink, even a kosher, once you drink out of the kos a little bit, you make the kos pogum. You make it good translation, but it's affected. It's something wrong with the kos already. Once you drink from it, you drink even a little bit, consider a kos pogum, and now lichachila, one is not allowed to make kiddush from a kos pogum, you're not on the bench on a kos pogum, lechatchila. Shafach mimenu l'toch yado, but if you just take the kos, pour a little bit into your hand, o kli, or into another kli, evikach klum, that is not, it's not a din in that you, that there's less wine in the kos now. It's a din if you drink from the kos. Vafilu shasav me'akad, even if you drink from the pitcher, or mechavis from the barrel, katana, havi pogum, that would also be considered pogum. You would make the whole barrel pogum. But you drink from the big barrel where they have gallons of wine there to make the wine good. Ain't lack, but that you don't have to be makbid on. That would not make a pogum. What exactly the chiluk is between a small one and a big one? Probably a small one is something that you would put on your table or store a little bit, versus the big ones are a big storage of wine. Yesh misha omer. There are those who say even water that becomes pogum, you drink from a kos of water, you should not pour into to be mosaic your kos. And mosaic your kos again means that back in the day used to have very thick concentrated wine, and they used to put in one third of this yain concentrate, and they used to be yain mosaic means after that's called yain chai when you just have this wine concentrate. To make it mazik is they put in two thirds of water into it afterwards. So if you put in this water and it was water pogum, you would pogum the whole coast if you put this water in. So to make a wine pogum, we said you have to drink out of it. What happens if you drink out of a straw? What if you drink out of a straw? Would that make it pogum? So it's actually a shari tshuva. They had straws back in that day. Look at shari tshuva in Sifkon Aleph. Sigon Alva says, "Va'ayin." Third line is, "Va'ayin b'shut shvus Yaakov chelak gilam slimin yimdald da shosav mikos al yedei kana chalul," which is like a reed that they, it's something reed that they undid, made into a straw, like a straw, just like us. Min adin ain a kos pogum. Mikar adin, the kos should not become pogum. Ach kevin sheish takana lohosiv ma'ayim o yain. But since you could be corrected by adding a little water or wine, like we'll see later on, ain lakel, one should not be makel. And this is how the Shmir Shabbos Kilchosa, Perik Mem Zayin, Halacha Tesvav Paskins, and Shmir Shabbos Kilchosa, they Paskins over there, that one should not use a straw. If it's a straw, you should lick a chilom attacking the pigimus. Okay, Steve Dalad. Before we get to Sinai, we'll take a 2-minute break right here. Okay, Kos Pogum. Kufe Beis Steve Dalad. Kufe Beis Steve Dalad. If the Kosos are masubim pegumim, tzarech latet mikos habracha lo socham. If the Kosos of the other people who are not making the bracha, not just the people gathered around, are pogum. Because the bracha you have to pour from the coast of bracha into their coast in order to fix the pegimus in their coast. The HB Shomer Shane Sarkle. And those who say you do not need to, because they're not the ones making the bracha. I am the common simon kuf tzadi v'simon reish alf reish ayin alf, where the mechaber saw some like the there rishona, because that's a stam there over here. Also, the pasukim that they should be fixed up and poured into. How so? If someone makes kiddush and he wants everyone else to get everyone to taste kosher bracha, like we'll see later on, and it's a big inyan to drink kosher bracha, so you yotze kiddush even without drinking kosher bracha. But pashas, we'll talk about that in Hilchos Shabbos also. But pashas, you're yotze without it. But you never want to get a little of the kosher bracha, but you don't want to give them kosher pogel. So what do you do? So one thing you do not do, and many people do it, and it's a mistake, is they drink from the kos. They drink from the kos, and then they pour into a little koses to everyone else. What they're doing is, all they're doing is pouring pogum wine into those koses, and they're giving everyone pogum wine. The yotz, they get kosher bracha, but they're getting pogum kosher bracha. It's only a bidyavid use. It's not the best way. There's three eitzes. I could tell you that three different ways that people do it that you could get around. You can get around this problem. You get around this problem. The first way is, if he really wants to drink the kos, he's afraid of hefsek and he wants to drink the kos right away. He could drink the kos right away. However, we'll see later, one of the ways, he has to fix the pegimus. So he'd have to pour now more wine into the kos. He fixes the pegimus, and then he pours into the little cups and passes them around. That would be one way to do it. I'm not sure that's the best way, because then you're going to get into problems, all that we talk about, sakana, and people are sick, and you're passing on germs and stuff like that. Then your family, maybe, but it's not the best way. Another way is that before you drink, you could pour into the cups to everyone else and then drink. So now you're pouring non-pogum wine. The problem with this way you get into sometimes is you might be pochos mid the shear on the coast. You might not have enough in your glass to make to have a shear for wine, because we don't want to. There's a machlokas whether you can start if everyone's drinking together for the shear. So that also is not the best way. But there's a very simple eitzah for that. Like Rav Nevinsol does in his house, he does like this eitzah, but he does very simply. He pours a cup of wine into his kos, and he pours a separate cup afterwards, and he fills up a separate cup, makes kiddush in his cup, and then he pours from that kos into that other cup that he poured out. He pours into that other cup, he poured a little bit of kiddush wine into the other cup, then makes that other cup now have kosher bracha on it. That's not pogum. Then he drinks his kos. He drinks the coast, and then he pours from that other coast into the other coasts and passes it around. And that would also fix the problem. There would not be a problem of kosher bracha, pogum. No, it's only a coast that you drink from. It's not a coast that you pour out. We said before, if you pour out of a coast, that does not make kosher pogum. Only a coast you drink from makes the kosher pogum. And the third eitzah is that some people do, also is the same problem I said before, with the first din, is that they pour, Baal Bais makes kiddush, drinks out his kos, and he passes that kos around. Oh, you'll tell me it's pogum now, and you drink, it's a pogum kos, and he's passing around a pogum kos. So Mr. Brewer comes to Afuki there. Mr. Brewer, Siv Kav Dali, says, Vimrakam Evarach Levado Ochez Kos Biado, if he's the only one holding a kos, Avsha Azam Asubim Baal Korcham, toimi kos pogum. Even though they're going to be drinking from a kos pogum, Achashashaslu, after he drinks, Lo Ichbaslam, we don't care. Since at the beginning it was a kosholim, the kulu kachad chashivi. Everyone's like one person over here, and therefore it's like everyone drank from a non-kos pogum, and that would be fine to pass around the kos. Once again, you'll have the problem of the zakana of everyone drinking from the same kos, like we saw earlier on. But what we do see there, if you want to get the meaning of kos bracha, it does not help of pouring a separate kos. Does not help him in a separate kos, and then when the person makes kiddush, drinking from that separate kos. What one should do is try and get kosher bracha. What they could do is very simply make kiddush, pour back into the bottle of wine, and pour it into different cups, pass those cups around to everyone, and get a little bit, pour that a little bit of that into their kos, and everyone can get your kosher bracha, let's say in the yeshiva on Shabbos, for example. That's the ways to get, that's the best ways to do it. But once again, one should not drink from it, then pour out into other koses and pass those around. That would be kos pogum. Kuf pei bei sif hei. Now, how do we fix kos pogum? So I'm going to read sif hei and sif bump together, because they really do it together. There are going to be two different eitzos on how to fix it. Sif hei says, in hichzer yayin shel kos pogum lekankan. If one pours back a little of the wine he has pogum back into the kankan, into the bottle, Hayayin shebekankan kosher. The wine now in the kankan is considered kosher, is not pogum. Mishum the kama kama bottle. Very important line. Because we say kama kama bottle. Every drop that you poured in becomes bottle to what's in there. We have kosher wine in the bottle. That's going to mevatel the coast pogumness, and it's going to go. And it's going to go into the bottle. You know, then when you pour back in your coast, it's now not pogum wine. See vav. Yichol natakin kos pogum ayidei shiosifu mat yain. Another etzah of to fix kos pogum is to pour a little bit of wine into your cup. Vafilu ayidei shiosifu lav mayim natakin. And even if you would add water, that also would fix the wine. It would not be considered kos pogum. So what's going on? What are these two etzahs? Why are they two different etzahs? So if you look into it a little bit. There really is machlokas going on over here. There's really machlokas. Machaber brings down both sides, lakula. However, there's a big machlokas. The machlokas between Chachmei Ashkenaz and Chachmei Sfar. Chachmei Sfar bring down, like we have in Sipei, the way. Really, there is no. There's no. You can't fix pugliness. Really, there's not a way to really fix it. Because it's pugliness. Now you can't fix it by adding more wine. There's no way to fix it. So how do you get rid of it? You have to mevatel it. You have to mevatel. How do you mevatel it? You pour it into something that has a majority to it. It becomes bottle to that. Therefore, it loses its shame pogum. And now, you can pour it back in. It becomes bottle, and now it's not pogum anymore. But you're not really fixing the pogum. You're mevatel the pegimus shavo. Therefore, the nachumin over here, in this case, you're going to have a majority of more. You have to have more wine in the bottle than you're pouring from the cup. That we see in Mishnah Berurah. You need majority. The majority of the vatel. That's the only time you're going to have a bitel. See, and Chachmei Ashkenaz hold that's not the best way to do it. Why? Because we have a concept of ein mevatlin iser lechatchila. We don't mevatl iser lechatchila. You can't just do something lechatchila. You can't take iser. You can't take a drop of milk and lechatchila pour it, put into your big pot of chicken soup. Even though it's going to mevatl, you're not going to have time milk on it. That's called mevatlin iser lechatchila. Mevatl iser lechatchila. You're not allowed to do it. So therefore, over here, Chachmei Ashkenaz do not like the eitzah tzipei. They hold it's a rush. Hold that. Well, how do you fix it? Since the pegimus comes from you drink a little bit on the coast, therefore has a shame pogum on it. The way to fix it is to do a little shinui to it. To change it a little bit. How do you change it a little bit? By adding a little wine. Now it's got a new shame to it. It's not pogum anymore. And now you fix it. You're not mevatel. It's not you're not mevatel the pegimus. You're fixing it. It's not gonna have a shame pogum anymore. That is and therefore, since Chachmei Ashkenaz is passing like this, we do not like to mevatel iser lechatchila. That's why Mishnah Berurah Tzif Kodikov Zayin tells us that not to use the eitzah he said in Tzif Hei. Don't use that eitzah. Don't use the eitzah pouring back in the bottle. Look at Tzif Kodikov Zayin. This is only Kodikov B'diyevet. However, lechatchila also asks. Lechatchila, one should not go ahead and fix your pogum wine like this. One should not pour it into the bottle. One should be somechan sivav, pour a little bit of wine back into the more wine into the cup to fix the pegimus shemo. Shmir Shabbos Kilchaza brings this down also in Perak Mem Zayin Ha'ara Ayin Al Ayin Hey. Brings down also that we should not do it because Ein Mevatlin Esir Chachila. Why don't you be somech on the other opinion? But if one wants to be Machmer, Magad Avraham says if one wants to be Machmer, the best way to do it, if one wants to follow all opinions, get Chachmei Ashkenaz and Chachmei Sfarad, is pour from the wine into the cup. According to the Rosh, it's already fixed. And then pour back into the bottle. Then you got the Chachmei Sfarad also. And then you can pour from that bottle into the coast, and you'll have no problem. Because it's not really a problem of Mevatlin Esir Lechatchila, because we don't hold the Ikar Din. It's already fixed. So you're not Mevatlin Esir anymore. You're not Mevatlin the Pegimus Shabbat. And then when you pour it into the bottle, you get the Sfarad, the Chachmei Sfarad also. If it wasn't fixed before, you'll have Kama bottle, and it'll be fixed up. And now you can pour back into your coast. Once again, at least for Ashkenazim, we should be somach on the second opinion. The Iker opinion is the second opinion, to pour into the wine bottle more wine. And if you want to be machmer, you could be machmer like the eitzah we just said in the Magen Avram. And once again, the machlokas in the Chachmei Ashkenaz hold. You want to mevatel the wine. You're trying to mevatel the pegimus shabo. You have to pour into a majority into the bottle. According to Chachmei Ashkenaz, you're not mevatel. You're just fixing the pegimus shabo. And that is how that's how we do it. What about water? So the Mechaber wrote, also you could add water to it. That will also fix the problem. The Chasam Sofer comes along and see that argues the Mechaber. He says that's only back in the day. Back in the day, water could fix it. Why? Because back in the day, water was part of the whole process of Mezika Zakos. Water was, you always put in one third wine, two thirds water. So if you're going to add this water to fix up the coast, to make a coast mazdug, that's when water would fix the coast. But nowadays, when we don't add water to our coasts ever, water is not really part of the ingredients, water is not really part of the whole process over here. Therefore, water will not fix the coast by adding water. However, b'shas dechak, one could be somach on the pashas the mechaber and the mishnah berurah that you can use. You could also use water, but one thing you have to know nowadays is you have to be very careful in adding any water to a kos. As you have to know that there's already water added to our drinks. They're very weak. Our wines and grape juices, they're very weak. And if you add even a little bit of water, it could be that they're going to lose their same wine or lose their same grape juice to it, and you wouldn't be even a bracha breaker of guffin anymore. So you do not want to add in too much water to your kosas of bracha. Be very careful with that. That's Simen Kuf Pei Beis. So that's Simen Kuf Pei Beis for us. Let's move on to Simen Kuf Pei Gimel. Hamavarech Echi Yisnai B'Koshal Berech HaZabazon. How should one act with our kosher brachos of Bazel? So once you know, there's the makor for all these halachos is in the Gemara and brachos and Daphne and Aleph. It says, Asar Dvarim Nemru b'kosher bracha. There's 10 things that were taught for kosher bracha. The Gemara goes on to say, add to Amar Rabbi Yochanan. It says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ein Lanu Ela Dalad. Nowadays we only have four of them. What are these four? Hadacha, Shtifa, Chai, and Moli. So then we're going to be discussing those in the Simen. Hadacha, Shtifa, Chai, and Moli. So Sif Aleph says like this: Kosher bracha, Tohen hadacha mivifnim u'shtifa mevachutz. Here's two of them. Kosher bracha needs to be rinsed on the inside and washed on the outside. It should be a clean coast. Vimu noki ve'ebo shiuri kosos. But if it's already clean from before and there's not really leftover breadcrumbs and other gross things in the coast, ain't sarach. You don't really need to do it because it's already clean. The Mishnah Berurah reiterates this point. And he says, the Sikhan Gil, he says, Vitola diach apilu kshembo shiuri pas. If you don't have breadcrumbs there, it's still good to wash out. Imloshu naki vatsach. Unless it's completely clean, if it's completely shiny clean, then it'll be mutter, then one would not have to do shtifa v'hadacha. However, Baruch HaShulchan, the Kafachayim, many other svarim bring down that even if the coast is completely clean, once you do shtifa and hadacha on the coast, once you go rinse out the coast, once you make sure the coast gets washed out, and Nevesal told me also like this, once you even rinse it out, even if it's done before, Nevesal himself is makbid on this, and there it is for covered for the coast, for covered for the bracha, once you do this, even if it was already cleaned out from beforehand. However, and Lela Seder, when you're going to have four kosos, he told me, then over there, it's good enough to do shtifa and dacha on the first coast, and that will work for all the other coasts. As long as the coasts are going to be clean, as long as they're clean after the first coast, then you do not have to wash it out, and you do not have to do shtifa and dacha on the remaining coasts. See, Beis, Yitin Ayayin L'Socho Chai, you should pour in, once again, this wine concentrate, until you get to the bracha, the second bracha on Berkas Amazon, the Azmos go, then you should pour in the water, Lhodia Shevach Ha'aretz, to show the Shevach of the land. Nevesal says, with Pashas, this should only be done with the Chor Shaykh Zerak, B'yayin Shal Eretz Yisrael. Okay, anyways, nowadays, we don't really do this. Ramah says, V'yesh Ormidi Me'yayin Eno Chazak Eno Tzarek L'mozgo. Some say that the wine is not strong like our wines nowadays. You do not have to be mosaic it. You do not pour wine in the chenoagin beilo artzos. Therefore, that's why we don't do it in this. That's the minigun in those lands. We don't pour before benching, during benching. We just have a kosher bracha. The yotzeinu min achavis l'shem bracha. One, when they take it out of the barrel, he should have kavana that this is going to be used for l'shem bracha. That's what we're talking about, the barrel. Venero l'didash, ain't a lot of harbe yayin, we don't have a lot of wine. Ain't tzarech rach l'shafu min a kankan, shishorim b'yayin l'shem bracha. Nowadays, the only time you have to have this kavana, l'shem bracha, is when you're pouring it from the bottle to your coast. V'chavis lav davka, and a chavis is lav davka, you don't have to do it from the barrel, just from the bottle. That's the minhag nowadays. So one should be makbid. The Shmini Shabbos bring this down also. One should be makbid to have kavanah when you're pouring for the baal. This is going to be for a kosher bracha. And the last thing the Rambam says, the kosher bracha yimalenu she mali al kol gedosav. One pours kosher bracha, he should fill it up until it's completely full. We'll come back to that in one minute. So that we'll come back to it right now. The Rama says that you should fill it up. I'll call gedusav. It's mashva. Like you see many people, you should fill up all the way to the top. All the way to the top. That's what you should do with the kosher bracha. However, Nevin Saul always points out there's a mi'iri that says meforsh, not like this. You should not fill it up all the way to the top where it starts spilling on yourself in the middle of Kiddush. I'm talking about everything besides for Abdullah. I don't want to get to Abdullah right now. There could be an Indian for Abdullah for it to spill over. We're not talking about kosher kiddush, kosher berachas abaza. All these kosher bracha, according to the Meiri, one should not fill up that height until it spills over. Rav Berkowitz also said this. Rav Berkowitz says it's baltashkas for it to spill over. There's no reason for it. And Rav Shlomo Zalman Aruch has a beautiful proof from the Gemara Brachos. Gemara Brachos over there in the 8th parak, Daf Mem Dalad, it's a complicated Gemara over there. I don't want to get to the Gemara too much, but the Gemara says over there, it says, Nitzotzos Eino Shchiach. Nitzotzos Eino Shchiach, the Gemara over there means that it was not common for wine to spill over. It was not common for wine to spill over from the coast. So if it's not common for wine to spill over, so it's very poshut that we see from the Gemara that they did not fill up to the complete top. Because if they fill up to the complete top, it would obviously be Shchiach. When you fill up to over the brim, it's almost impossible for the wine not to spill at some point in the Kiddush. So how could you tell us Nitzotos Eino Shchiach? So obviously, when the Gemara tells us Nitzotos Eino Shchiach, it's obviously showing us what? It's obviously showing that they did not fill it all the way to the tippy-tippy top. They waited until they got to almost to the top, maybe, but not to the top. And that's how Rav Nevin saw. If you watch Rav Nevin saw, he makes Kiddush. Close, you should go there Shabbos morning sometimes. You'll see that Imamish leaves a big gap between the top of the coast. Not like a huge gap, but you see there's enough room of space over there, plenty of room that it could shake a tiny bit and it will not spill over. Once again, it's very, very, very interesting. A lot of people see are pour all the top and it's spilling all over the place, but there's really no need for it. It could be even problematic. Steve Gimel, Sarek Lasser after Coast Shulling. One has to be chase after a complete coast. We're not talking about the wine over here, not to fill up the wine we're talking about over here. We're talking about the coast itself. The coast should not be broken. It should not have dents. It should be a nice coast. It should be a good gizzard of the coast to be used for it. B'chatchila, one should not use a plastic cup. We discussed this out earlier on also. One should not use a plastic cup for a kosher bracha. However, b'diavad, he is allowed to use it. Most people allow a plastic cup, but you do not have another cup. Once again, I do not think there's any really real big Indian that you should have to put a double up the coasts. That's not really going to help. That's not really going to help do anything. The Mishnah Berurah brings down over here. See, couldn't you Aleph? I don't want to talk about it too much. But it says over here, four lines at the bottom. It's cut of Maganam B'Shem Bach Yirei Shemaim Lo Yivarch Mitznefet. Know about the Mishnah Berurah? Mishnah Berurah says one should not bench with just his kippah. Rakasima Kobal Rosh, you should put a hat on. There are those who say they're noig to also wear an outer type of jacket when they bench also. Pashas of this halacha should have been that this is only when you're benching over a coast. This is what ituf was. This is one of the 10 things that we said. We say we got rid of 6 of them. One of them was ituf. It should really only be by kosher berachas hamazon. The Bach brings out over here that it's not only by kosher berachas hamazon, it's also anytime you're going to bench. The Aruch HaShulchan does point out, the Aruch HaShulchan does, in Siv Katan Dalad, he says he never heard or saw anyone be makbid on this din. But you see, if the Mishnah Berurah, he did see those people. He says, Chei Nagel Kayam Bisrael. Siv Dalad. Mekablo B'shtei Yodov. Should accept it in two hands. Somewhere medayik from here, mekabel b'shtei yadav. Sounds like you don't take it. You don't pick it up. You're mekabel from someone else. Someone else should give it to you. So if you see people doing that, sometimes you'll see someone pick it up and give it to another person. That's when there's dik in the mechabel. However, mekabel b'shtei yadav, in any sense, you should take it with your two hands to show chibum and mitzvah that you really want to take it with both hands. But when you go to make the bracha, then you should take it into your right hand. Below you see a small, and the left hand should not help. should not misayeh, does not help the right hand at all during the bracha. V'hainu davka shelo tika asmol b'kost, the left hand should not just not touch the kost. Al v'notun asmol tachas ayayim, but if you put your left hand under the right hand to support the right hand, l'sayeh motor, that will be motor. The Mishnah Berurah is not so excited about it, but he said the Ramah passes that it will be motor, your left hand under the right hand. You should raise it up from the table a tefach. Over here, this din, they say, goes by not the stem, but the coast itself. And therefore, if you have a stem, you shouldn't leave it on the table itself. You should lift it up. You don't have to lift it up all tefach, because it'll be a tefach from where the coast itself is, because we're not going to count the stem. You don't have to lift it up that high. But if it doesn't have a stem, you should lift it up a tefach from the table. Imu yoshiv al gabi karka, he's sitting by. Or if you make it a shochan, maybe on a shochan tefach, then you should raise it above the table of tefach. V'nosim be'inav shlo yisiach daito, he should put his eyes focusing on the wine. He should be looking at the wine, the merchant that he does not have a hesach hadas. He's allowed to close his eyes if he wants to have, or look inside the bencher in order to have better kavana. That it's permissible. V'al kein ein lochin kos shepiv tzar shikorin gluklas, and therefore one should not take a kos that is a very thin top. Like gluglas, that you should not take something like that because you won't be able to see the wine inside. Baruch Allah. Umeshagru leishdo, and you should send it to your wife. She should get kosher bracha. You should send it to your wife so she should get kosher bracha. It's also to do if she's a nida. Shetishta mimenu, so that she should drink from it. Mishnah Berurah brings down the Sikhani Tet. Shayide kosher bracha mitzbarechas aisha. The kosher bracha, the woman gets blessed. Even the woman didn't eat with them, she should still send them. If he has other orchim also, they should also taste me a kosher bracha. They should also get kosher bracha. It's a big Indian to drink from kosher bracha. Then we say, if you are a guest at someone else's house, you should not send it to his wife, though. One should not send it to someone else's wife. It's a meseches kala. It's a very terrible thing for one a man to send a kosher bracha to another man's wife. Is that doesn't say too many good things over there about that. So one should not do that. Backtrack here. There's a shlon sikon tezvav. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the shlon piece of the head. Cut of a shlaw pi kabbalah nachud shiami da kosa kap yemino. Besto yimuk tzkufin soviv. We see this balfa by Kiddush. One should hold the kosa like this. It should be in the palm of his hand al pi kabbalah with his fingers facing up. It's not ma'ake if you don't have to. But as Rav Nevinzal points out, if you look at Rav Nevinzal, dear Masel Bishdei, says the tzarech lahapi lechosa that kosa that's so kerech as a Muslim. One thing he says up here. This is the majority opinion is that you should hold the coast till the end of Birkas HaMazon. Don't put it down after Mikol Tu V'Yolom HaYichasveinu like many people do. You should hold it also for the Arachamans until after you say Bori Berakovin and drink for the coast. What? If you're waiting for other people? If you're waiting for other people, maybe it's okay to put it down. The Yakbid Litlo B'chol Atzbosav, and one should be makir to take it with all of his fingers, not to just hold it with two fingers, let's say. Lechso B'chol Yad Yimino, and hold it with the right hand. Sif Hei. Omer, the Machaber says there are those who say, Shimavarech Itter, if the person making the bracha is a lefty, Ochei Zakos Biyamino, he should hold the coast in his right hand. What is his right hand? Shu Smol Kol Adam, which is really what everyone calls their left hand. Over here, when there's a very common, this over here, Lulav, Helos Tefillin, that's how they describe it. For some reason, they choose this very complicated way of describing what his left hand is. Shuhu Yamino, it's his Yamino, which means it's his strong hand. His strong hand is his left hand. His strong left hand, he should hold it with his left hand. That's the way the Mechaber is passing. So a lefty should hold with his left hand. However, there's a stira in the Mechaber. Because over here, this is also only a mitzvah the Rabbanan to bench al-kos. And in Simen Tav Reish Nun Aleph, Siv Gimel. Tav Reish Nun Aleph, Siv Gimel. In Hilchos Lulav Esrog, he passes over there. A lefty should hold the Lulav and Esrog, should hold the Lulav in his right hand. Even if you're lefty, you go after Basar Kol Adam, and you should hold the love in his right hand. But over here, he passes it differently. Okay, some of you want to retire. It's the Machaber over here. He's just Yesh Misha Omer. You're just saying there's another opinion out there. It's a little bit difficult. However, it's only a kasha of the Machaber. According to the Ramah, it's Enkan Kasha Klal, because over there, it's seven Tafrish Nun Aleph. The Ramah argues with the Machaber. Ramah passes over there, just like the Machaber passes like over here, that a lefty takes the lulav in his left hand and he takes the wrestle in his right hand. So to over here, he would take the kos in his left hand. But also, as the Mr. Burr points out, all these things really are only mitzvah minim mechubar. Siv Kod and Kof, he says, Vida, the Masha Huskar, Misiv Dalet, Ad Siv Zeh. From Siv Dalet until the Siv, Hiskim Vibir Agro, Du Rak Lehidur Mitzvah Lechat Chilo. It's only for Hidur Mitzvah, all these things. One does not have to be makbid if he should be makbid on things that are Lechat Chilo. But if he doesn't, you don't have to scream at him. You don't have to yell at him, never scream at him, never embarrass him. Everyone should have a great Shabbos.